Dutch 3D concrete printing company, Vertico, has completed its largest installation to date, deploying a full two-component, 2K printing system at the facility of Portuguese precast manufacturer Ciralis, Prefabricados de Beiro. SA, the system pairs a 3.2-meter extended ABB robot arm with a 6.7-meter track and raised carriage, mounted directly on top of a concrete slab at the site. Dual-sided printing with integrated silo feed. The installation is configured to print on both sides with Vertico's integrated and automated silo solution. Vertico said the setup will allow Ciralis to produce very impressive prints. Vertico credited Ciralis' team for being able to operate the machine from the outset, describing the facility as world-class. The company singled out Marco Sudal Sareva for his support throughout the installation process. The Portugal installation adds to Vertico's expanding international presence. The company, founded by CEO Volker Rudinga with a background in digital fabrication and entrepreneurship, has now supplied more than 53D concrete printers across 24 countries and 6 continents. Vertico's systems combine robotic arms, track-based movement, and proprietary software, including its HMI interface and slicer, to serve architecture, construction, and education-focused applications. Vertico's recent work spans landmark installations and modular research. The Portugal install adds to a string of high-profile projects Vertico has completed over the past year. In April 2025, Vertico partnered with Zaha Hadid Architects to unveil EVAM, a Milan installation pairing a marble-carved arch with a 5.6-meter, 5.5-ton 3D printed concrete counterpart made of 21 unique elements, printed in 6 days. "This project is a real milestone," said Rudinga. "It establishes the legitimacy of 3D printed concrete by juxtaposing it with established marble craftsmanship." More recently, Vertico contributed to Duality of Skin and Core, a modular concrete structure shown at the 2025 Venice Architecture Biennale, developed with Eindhoven University of Technology and LANXESS. The installation used 9 cylindrical drums and 4 wing-shaped elements, each under 30 kilograms and light enough for manual handling, transport, and assembly, a departure from the large-scale, robot-dependent builds Vertico is typically known for. Together, the projects point to a company working at both ends of the spectrum: large-format industrial installs like the one in Portugal, and lighter, more experimental architectural work testing, where 3D concrete printing can go next. Precast manufacturers are bringing 3D printing onto the factory floor. Vertico's Portugal installation points to a broader strategy. Precast concrete manufacturers are starting to integrate robotic 3D printing directly into their existing production facilities, rather than treating it as a separate, specialist service. Ciralis is an established precast producer, founded in 1980 and operating 2 manufacturing units in Pombal. The company has now added 3D concrete printing capability to its facility under its SIR3D brand, initially focused on architectural and decorative applications. Other precast and construction manufacturers are making similar moves. Hyperion Robotics is opening a UK facility, Forge-i, where robotic and automated systems will produce precast concrete foundation units as part of standard, ongoing manufacturing rather than individual custom jobs. Progress Group has taken the comparable approach with its selective paste intrusion process, running it as permanent factory infrastructure in South Tyrol that removes formwork while keeping output consistent. The pattern across these examples is consistent. 3D concrete printing is moving out of showcase projects and into everyday use on precast production lines. 3D printing industry is inviting speakers for its 2026 Additive Manufacturing Applications, AMA series, covering energy, healthcare, automotive and mobility, aerospace, space and defense, and software. Each online event focuses on real production deployments, qualification, and supply chain integration. Practitioners interested in contributing can complete the call for speakers form here. To stay up to date with the latest 3D printing news, don't forget to subscribe to the 3D printing industry newsletter or follow us on LinkedIn. Explore the full future of 3D printing and executive survey series from 3D Printing Industry, featuring perspectives from CEOs, engineers, and industry leaders on the industrialization of additive manufacturing, 3D Printing Industry Trends 2026, Qualification, Supply Chains, and Additive Manufacturing Industry Analysis. Featured image shows 3D concrete printing system. Photo via Vertico.